This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Hadam Helmi. U.S. Senator Claire McCaskill took part in a student loan roundtable today on the University of Missouri campus. She is co-sponsoring the Bank on Student Loan Fairness Act with Senator Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts. The bill would reduce the interest rate on federally guaranteed loans for undergrads from the current 3.4% to the 0.75% rate banks get when they receive from the when they borrow from the government. McCaskill, a Democrat, also heard from graduate and professional degree students in attendance who said their loans should be part of the discussion.
You know, these students were pretty persuasive today that graduate students do need to be part of this discussion, and I will make sure that they are when I get back.
Some students also alerted McCaskill that the expense of caring for adult dependents is not currently accounted for in calculating student financial need. McCaskill says she will work on making sure it does. St. Louis-based Fortune 100 company Express Scripts says it will build a new patient service call center in Joplin, creating 100 new jobs. Governor Jay Nixon announced Thursday that the company's new patient service center will mean a $960,000 investment in Joplin's economy. The state of Missouri provided economic incentives to Express Scripts as part of its expansion in Joplin. Missouri state lawmakers instituted an interim committee Thursday to examine Medicaid reform. Governor Jay Nixon pushed heavily this past session for the legislature to expand Medicaid and accept federal dollars. Republican legislators worried about the long-term costs and refused to pass the move. In Columbia for his statewide post-session tour, House Speaker Tim Jones says accepting federal money wouldn't fix the problems he says are inherent in Medicaid.
We have to balance the opinions of all Missourians, as I've seen them reflected in the ballot box, take into consideration the damage to our budget, which would occur if we just simply wholeheartedly jump into a $1 billion expansion of a broken system.
Jones says he wants to gather input from insurance companies, doctors, nonprofit organizations, and budget experts before passing a bill to reform Medicaid. At Jones's event in Columbia, about a dozen activists protested the state's rejection of the federal money for an expansion. Governor Jay Nixon says an income tax cut bill passed by the legislature would also raise taxes on prescription drugs. The Democratic governor has repeatedly criticized the bill, but has yet to say if he'll veto it. Today, he issued a press release saying the bill would actually cause a $200 million sales tax hike. Republican Senator Will Krause from Lee's Summit handled the bill. He says the tax hike was inadvertent.
It was not the intent of the legislature to change that. Streamlining is a pretty big bill. It's about 300 pages, a lot of technical bracket here, bracket there, and so this was an inadvertent change that the Department of Revenue was aware of and could have corrected throughout the process, but didn't.
Krause says the fix is easy. If Nixon signs the bill, the legislature can change it before it takes effect. For KBIA News, I'm Hadam Helmi.